5. The Jerusalem Circles. The residential reservations assigned to the major groups of universe life are designated the Jerusalem Circles. Those circle groups which find mention in these narratives are the following. 1. The Circles of the Sons of God. 2. The Circles of the Angels and Higher Spirits. 3. The Circles of the Universe Aides, including the creature trinitized sons not assigned to the Trinity Teacher Sons. 4. The Circles of the Master Physical Controllers. 5. The Circles of the Assigned Ascending Mortals, including the Midway Creatures. 6. The Circles of the Courtesy Colonies. 7. The Circles of the Core of the Finality. Each of these residential groupings consists of 7 concentric and successively elevated circles. They are all constructed along the same lines, but are of different sizes and are fashioned of differing materials. They are all surrounded by far-reaching enclosures, which mount up to form extensive promenades, entirely encompassing every group of 7 concentric circles. 1. Circles of the Sons of God. Though the Sons of God possess a social planet of their own, one of the transitional culture worlds, they also occupy these extensive domains on Jerusalem. On their transitional culture world, the ascending mortals freely mingle with all orders of divine sonship. There you will personally know and love these sons, but their social life is largely confined to this special world and its satellites. In the Jerusalem circles, however, these various groups of sonship may be observed at work, and since Merontia vision is of enormous range, you can walk about on the sun's promenades and overlook the intriguing activities of their numerous orders. These 7 circles of the suns are concentric and successively elevated, so that each of the outer and larger circles overlooks the inner and smaller ones, each being surrounded by a public promenade wall. These walls are constructed of crystal gems of gleaming brightness, and are so elevated as to overlook all of their respective residential circles. The many gates, from 50 to 150,000, which penetrate each of these walls, consist of single, pearly crystals. The first circle of the domain of the sons is occupied by the magisterial sons and their personal staffs. Here center all of the plans and immediate activities of the bestowal and adjudicational services of these juridical sons. It is also through this center that the abonals of the system maintain contact with the universe. The second circle is occupied by the Trinity Teacher Sons. In this sacred domain, the Danals and their associates carry forward the training of the newly arrived primary teacher sons, and in all of this work they are ably assisted by a division of certain coordinates of the brilliant evening stars. The creature trinitized sons occupy a sector of the Danal circle. The Trinity Teacher Sons come the nearest to being the personal representatives of the Universal Father in a local system. They are at least Trinity origin beings. This second circle is a domain of extraordinary interest to all the peoples of Jerusalem. The third circle is devoted to the Melchizedeks. Here the system chiefs reside and supervise the almost endless activities of these versatile sons. From the first of the mansion worlds on through all the Jerusalem career of ascending mortals, the Melchizedeks are foster fathers and ever-present advisors. It would not be amiss to say that they are the dominant influence on Jerusalem, aside from the ever-present activities of the material sons and daughters. The fourth circle is the home of the Verondadeks and all other orders of the visiting and observer sons who are not otherwise provided for. The Most High Constellation Fathers take up their abode in this circle when on visits of inspection to the local system. Perfectors of wisdom, divine counselors, and universal censors all reside in this circle when on duty in the system. The fifth circle is the abode of the Lenonondeks, the sonship order of the system sovereigns and the planetary princes. The three groups mingle as one when at home in this domain. The system reserves are held in this circle, while the system sovereign has a temple situated at the center of the governing group of structures on Administration Hill. The sixth circle is the tarrying place of the system life carriers. All orders of these sons are here assembled, and from here they go forth on their world assignments. The seventh circle is the rendezvous of the ascending suns, those assigned mortals who may be temporarily functioning on the system headquarters, together with their seraphic consorts. All ex-mortals above the status of Jerusalem citizens and below that of finaliters are reckoned as belonging to the group having its headquarters in this circle. These circular reservations of the suns occupy an enormous area, and until 1900 years ago there existed a great open space at its center. This central region is now occupied by the Michael Memorial, completed some 500 years ago. 495 years ago, when this temple was dedicated, Michael was present in person, and all Jerusalem heard the touching story of the Master Sun's bestowal on Urantia, the least of Satania. The Michael Memorial is now the center of all activities embraced in the modified management of the system occasioned by Michael's bestowal, including most of the more recently transplanted Salvington activities. The memorial staff consists of over 1 million personalities. 2. The Circles of the Angels. Like the residential area of the suns, these circles of the angels consist of 7 concentric and successively elevated circles, each overlooking the inner areas. The first circle of the angels is occupied by the higher personalities of the Infinite Spirit who may be stationed on the headquarters world, solitary messengers and their associates. The second circle is dedicated to the messenger hosts, technical advisors, companions, inspectors, and recorders, as they may chance to function on Jerusalem from time to time. The third circle is held by the ministering spirits of the higher orders and groupings. The fourth circle is held by the administrator seraphim, and the seraphim serving in a local system like Satania are an innumerable host of angels. The fifth circle is occupied by the planetary seraphim, while the sixth is the home of the transition ministers. The seventh circle is the tarrying sphere of certain unrevealed orders of seraphim. The recorders of all these groups of angels do not sojourn with their fellows, being domiciled in the Jerusalem Temple of Records. All records are preserved in triplicate in this threefold hall of archives. On a system headquarters, records are always preserved in material, in Marantia, and in spirit form. These seven circles are surrounded by the exhibit panorama of Jerusalem, 5,000 standard miles in circumference, which is devoted to the presentation of the advancing status of the peopled worlds of Satania and is constantly revised so as to truly represent up-to-date conditions on the individual planets. I doubt not that this vast promenade overlooking the circles of the angels will be the first sight of Jerusalem to claim your attention when you are permitted extended leisure on your earlier visits. These exhibits are in charge of the native life of Jerusalem, but they are assisted by the ascenders from the various Satania worlds who are tarrying on Jerusalem en route to Edentia. The portrayal of planetary conditions and world progress is effected by many methods, some known to you, but mostly by techniques unknown on Urantia. These exhibits occupy the outer edge of this vast wall. The remainder of the promenade is almost entirely open, being highly and magnificently embellished. 3. The Circles of the Universe Aids have the headquarters of the evening stars situated in the enormous central space. Here is located the system headquarters of Galantia, the associate head of this powerful group of super angels, being the first commissioned of all the ascendant evening stars. This is one of the most magnificent of all the administrative sectors of Jerusalem, even though it is among the more recent constructions. This center is 50 miles in diameter. The Galantia headquarters is a monolithic cast crystal, wholly transparent. These material Marantia crystals are greatly appreciated by both Marantia and material beings. The created evening stars exert their influence over all Jerusalem, being possessed of such extra personality attributes. The entire world has been rendered spiritually fragrant since so many of their activities were transferred here from Salvington. 4. The Circles of the Master Physical Controllers. The various orders of the Master Physical Controllers are concentrically arranged around the vast Temple of Power, wherein presides the Power Chief of the system in association with the chief of the Maranscha power supervisors. This temple of power is one of two sectors on Jerusalem where ascending mortals and midway creatures are not permitted. The other one is the dematerializing sector in the area of the material suns, a series of laboratories wherein the transport seraphim transform material beings into a state quite like that of the Maranscha order of existence. 5. The Circles of the Ascending Mortals. The central area of the Circles of the Ascending Mortals is occupied by a group of 619 planetary memorials representative of the inhabited worlds of the system, and these structures periodically undergo extensive changes. It is the privilege of the mortals from each world to agree, from time to time, upon certain of the alterations or additions to their planetary memorials. Many changes are even now being made in the Urantia structures. The center of these 619 temples is occupied by a working model of Edentia and its many worlds of ascendant culture. This model is 40 miles in diameter and is an actual reproduction of the Edentia system, true to the original in every detail. Ascenders enjoy their Jerusalem services and take pleasure in observing the techniques of other groups. Everything done in these various circles is open to the full observation of all Jerusalem. The activities of such a world are of three distinct varieties: work, progress, and play. Stated otherwise, they are service, study, and relaxation. The composite activities consist of social intercourse, group entertainment, and divine worship. There is great educational value in mingling with diverse groups of personalities, orders very different from one's own fellows. 6. The Circles of the Courtesy Colonies. The seven circles of the Courtesy Colonies are graced by three enormous structures: the vast Astronomic Observatory of Jerusalem, the gigantic Art Gallery of Satania, and the immense Assembly Hall of the Reversion Directors, the theater of Maranscha activities devoted to rest and recreation. The celestial artisans direct the Spornasia and provide the host of creative decorations and monumental memorials which abound in every place of public assembly. The studios of these artisans are among the largest and most beautiful of all the matchless structures of this wonderful world. The other courtesy colonies maintain extensive and beautiful headquarters. Many of these buildings are constructed wholly of crystal gems. All the architectural worlds abound in crystals and the so-called precious metals. 7. The circles of the Finaliters have a unique structure at the center, and this same vacant temple is found on every system headquarters world throughout Nebadon. This edifice on Jerusalem is sealed with the insignia of Michael, and it bears this inscription: Undedicated to the seventh stage of spirit, to the eternal assignment. Gabriel placed the seal on this temple of mystery, and none but Michael can or may break the seal of sovereignty affixed by the bright and morning star. Some day you shall look upon this silent temple, even though you may not penetrate its mystery. Other Jerusalem Circles. In addition to these residential circles, there are on Jerusalem numerous additional designated abodes.